This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome into another hour of Doug Steffens' Good Day. Jay Kirshner and I have a lot of great information for you today. In this hour, we have a special preview of the weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Ken Kronos. All kinds of great health information here specifically for you. And you know what's good about it? It's usable right now. Time for another edition of Good Day Health. This hour is dedicated to the work that's done, the research done by Dr. Ken Kronos, who comes to us from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida, here with his expertise, his judgment, his experience as a cardiologist, and all the things that are ancillary to that. But as I say many times with Ken, it's not just about the cardiological connection. He's done research and is very well thought of when it comes to general medicine. That's one of the things I depend on with him. That is his knowledge of your body and what's going on, not just what's going on with your heart and circulatory system, although that's his stock in trade. But each week he does a lot of research looking at the medical journals, and we talk about what he's found and how it impacts you and your health. So I think we ought to start this week. There are a couple of COVID things still floating around. I saw this and I wondered when I saw it whether you had seen it or not or what your thoughts were. Walgreens has posted a loss because they say they stocked up on the latest COVID vaccines and that only 17% of the people who took the first round have come back around again. So 83% of the stock that they have has just been sitting there, and I guess it doesn't have a long shelf life. So their stock value, I imagine CVS would have the same experience, wouldn't they? I mean, the same kind of thing. Everybody goes to, or not everybody, I don't. I go to a local pharmacy. But people who go to, it's a lost leader, Ken, isn't it? It's kind of like a flu shot. You come in and get your flu shots, and then you wander around, you buy something else. Isn't that really what we're talking about with the COVID shots?
Well, I think there's a lot of issues. Part of it's that, and part of it's that there's just less enthusiasm to get COVID shots, and even the absolute indications, which are for older adults, over 65, those with multiple chronic illnesses, or those with immunosuppressed issues, are the ones who are now being targeted for the vaccine. I know that the vaccine producer Moderna in your backyard just recently went to the FDA with a request for a new COVID-19 vaccine, and we don't know a lot of details about it, but I think that may or may not create some new interest in the vaccine. But, you know, people are just not as interested in getting the vaccine for a lot of
reasons. It was overdone, Ken. It was the whole, not the vaccine necessarily, but the whole you have to have it or you're life is over. It's the masks and all the stuff, the mandates. People are now seeing through it because they're seeing that there were side hustles going on. And so I think that that's taken its toll. People don't believe anymore because there's so much contradiction. People who are of good intent like you can talk until you're blue in the face, but you're drowned out by the other people who look between the lines, and they see that some of the things that went on during COVID, what came out this week?
I think at this point, everybody has an opinion. I mean, I don't think many doctors are trying to, you know, pressure anyone to get these shots anymore, because I think everybody is dug in and has an opinion about these things. And, you know, if people ask me my opinion, I give it to them. But I think everybody by now, you'd have to be in a cave not to have an opinion about the vaccine. But just as it's been in the past, you have to keep your eyes open because things could change. But I think at the current time, people are living their lives, and that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. And people are less interested in these vaccines. But we're going to talk today about long COVID, and there's a very distressing report from the World Health Organization this week. I don't know if you want to hear about it now. But
I do, of course. I want to hear whatever you found
without regard to this stuff.
So the World Health Organization is reporting that up to 36 million people in Europe, Doug, may have long COVID, and that's about 1 in 30 Europeans may be experiencing symptoms of long COVID. And there's been a recent report at one of the medical schools that define 7 potential symptoms. If you have undiagnosed symptoms such as fast beating heart, hair loss, fatigue, chest discomfort, shortness of breath, joint pain, or obesity, any one of these signs or symptoms, one or multiple, if they're unexplained, you have to consider that this is part of long COVID.
Why do you have to consider that? Is that what the evidence points to? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Right. At the University of Missouri Medical School just published a big study showing the answering the question that you just asked.
Well, the reason I asked that question is because there are a lot of people who don't trust the World Health Organization because of their connection to the Chinese Communist government. That when you say the World Health Organization, it's back to COVID and people not trusting where the information comes from.
I mentioned two different sources, but the World Health Organization is giving the count in Europe. That's 1 in 30 Europeans. And then the University of Missouri is what's giving the signs and symptoms of long COVID. I think we just need to study this a lot more. And also, we can talk about the report this week of COVID-19 infection affecting sperm count in men.
Yeah, why don't you? Help yourself.
This comes out of the European Society of Human Reproduction and Embryology annual meeting, Doug, that having even a mild COVID-19 infection could trigger a months-long drop in sperm. Both lower sperm concentrations and fewer sperm are able to swim in men an average of 100 days after COVID-19 infection, which is enough time for new sperm to be produced.
Well, that's a good way to keep birth control. Get COVID.
The feeling from this study is that the infection, the inflammation from COVID affects the parts of the body that produce testosterone. Mm-hmm. And how long and what this is, how this is going to affect us into the future is unknown. But again, you know, just another reason why you say, you know, the people are not thinking about this. This is a real issue.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of actually some COVID stuff flushing around. I want to talk about most of the things I've seen, along with continuing to focus on what you've seen as we continue here on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology. If you're impressed with his ability to put the information together and to explain it so you understand it, and you'd like to take advantage of his knowledge when it comes to your health and well-being, if you have questions and you can't get a square, straight answer from your doctor, maybe you need another opinion, so reach out to Ken. It's 352-735-1400 down in Florida, his base. Anybody can call from any place and do telemedicine if you'd like. 352-735-1400. How many of you know how many fat loss pills there are on the market today? Most of them are absolutely useless. There are only a few that contain ingredients that are backed up by clinical research. And so that's where Kalitrin comes in. The research is positive most of the time. Not always. Nothing is perfect. And so this is going to, we all have different body chemistry. Ken will tell you that. So sometimes this stuff works because it can work with your body chemistry. Sometimes it doesn't work. You got to find out, however, if you're in need of losing weight and you're concerned about your health and well-being, go to toploss.com, which is the website for Kalitrin, Kalotren. Find out what the formula is all about, how it can work for you, because it is drug-free. It is stimulant-free. There's none of the stuff. Some of the stuff that's on the market today are drugs that speed up your metabolic rate. That kind of stuff gives you a lot of energy, but then oonga bunga. And by the way, the energy gets you to eat more, and that's not going to be helpful. The real problem is losing the weight and keeping it off. That's the specialty of Calitrin. So why not check it out for yourself? The all-natural way. I think it's the only product around, really, that is what it is. Check it for yourself. Go to toploss.com. Order a three-month supply. We have the big summer sale going on now. You can check that out online. Make sure when you check out, you use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G. And that'll give you access to whatever great deals they have, plus free shipping. So lose the weight the natural way. Get healthy, be healthy, stay healthy with Calitrin. Find it at toploss.com. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you. So no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
All right, back to Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with yet another focus on another COVID, another angle, if you will. So what's the news?
Just this morning, Doug, the American Medical Association is reporting that one in two physicians are showing signs of burnout. The burnout was even higher at the peak of the epidemic in 2001, but still at this point from COVID, it's fell. COVID being a big cause of this, one in two American physicians showing signs of burnout. This is very concerning.
Well, I think we've talked about this in light of some other things that have been going with the attitude some of the doctors have toward their own career and what they're doing and what they're being paid and working at hospitals that are motivated by saving money and cutting corners. And I think that's frustrated a lot of doctors, it would seem, who have great intentions, who went into medicine because, like you, they wanted to help people. Yeah, do doctors make a good living? Yes, they do, but it's very expensive to become a doctor. It goes through school, and so the old days of the doctor seeing patients in the morning and playing golf in the afternoon, I think that's pretty much out the window. I don't even think you play golf, do you? You don't play golf. Do you play golf?
I don't know. I do not personally, but certainly those days of having a lifestyle like that, I don't know anyone who maintains one like that. But no, the costs, the inflation, the staffing issues, there's a lot of issues that are accumulating and making it very challenging. And I'm not sure anyone really knows the answers, but hopefully greater minds will help figure them out.
Greater minds prevail. Dr. Ken Kronhaus with Doug Steffen. You figure out who's got the greater mind here. This is Good Day Health.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
At the hour now, and good day health. Your stalwart standby is Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. We're talking COVID because COVID stuff is still floating around literally and figuratively. Lysol apparently is going to offer a new COVID air sanitizer spray. One wonders what that will do. Is that a trick? Is it just marketing? Lysol, I remember when we first started all of this discussion, Ken, what, over three years ago, in March of 2020, when this all blew up in our faces, there were bottles of Lysol around, and you could see on the bottle it eliminates coronavirus. And so, wow, how did they get that prepared so soon? Well, coronavirus has been around for a long, long time, has it not?
Absolutely. But not the unique one that caused COVID.
No, but the Lysol stuff, I can imagine, this is not a commercial for Lysol, but there's a way of making something that will kill all kinds of these bacteria, right, and these viruses.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm trying to research what's different about this because Lysol has advertised that it was effective for COVID-19 in the original form.
Yep.
So what is different about, what is unique about this product? We'll have to research it.
I think it's the way it's delivered. The fact that it's an air, it sanitizes the air. It's not necessarily, a lot of the stuff, or at least I'm interpreting this myself. What Lysol did was you spray it on the countertop or you spray it someplace that where there's a surface, you can clean the surface. This is actually for the air that you breathe. I believe that is the difference between the two, but I stand to be corrected, but I think that's kind of the situation. And there are probably other companies like Lysol that will have the same sort of thing. They all compete with each other when it comes to this stuff. I want to go back to... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I think you're right. I'm looking at the announcement, and it does look like that they had proved on surfaces, and now the new product has been proven in the air. Although people have sprayed the traditional Lysol in the air, hoping it would help. But now this one's been proven for the air in addition to surfaces. Let's go on.
All right. With regard to COVID, the sense of smell, which some people have not gotten back again, there are a lot of Americans who complained And this goes back, I mean, I'm looking at this from, this is just a week or two ago, but I think there's been a problem, you and I have talked about it, that with people losing their smell. But is it true that some of the newer variants don't have that same effect on your sense of smell?
Definitely. The newer variants have much less effect on loss of taste and smell. It was really the original variants early on in 20 and 21 that had the biggest effect on smell.
All right, so the other question I have about COVID, I remember we got all into this RSV stuff. This spring, the rates have gone way down, but apparently there's, and I think we talked about this a month or so ago, a lesser-known virus is on the rise. Has that been tracked, and what does the data show? Something to be concerned about, or is just another one of those things?
I think you're talking about RSV.
Yeah, I was saying
respiratory syncytial virus.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is a virus that normally affects the very young. But the good news is there now are immune shots, vaccines for adults. And that was the news a couple of weeks ago.
Dr. Ken is a cardiologist. We're going to talk about high blood pressure in the next segment of the Good Day Health program, so stick around for that as we continue.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. After yesterday's historic Supreme Court of the United States ruling that affirmative action for college and university admissions based on skin color will come to an end, the Supreme Court will rule today on two cases involving President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan and another concerning protections for LGBTQ people. One of the student loan cases is a challenge by six state attorneys general who argue that the loan forgiveness policy violates the separation of powers and the Administrative Procedure Act by making you, the taxpayer, pay back their loans. The LGBTQ case was brought on by a Colorado web designer who argued that she has a First Amendment right to refuse to design websites for same-sex marriages, despite a Colorado law that bars businesses from discriminating against LGBTQ people. Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA News.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight, At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What should we do with the broke propeller? What should we do with the broke propeller?
Don't look at me, I wasn't driving.
Thank you, you're not helping.
I don't even know why you bought this boat.
You told me that you loved this boat.
That was before you wrecked the boat.
Well, now you've made it awkward.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Past the hour, you're listening to Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Let's get back to my special preview of this weekend's Good Day Health Show. Dr. Ken is here, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Some call him Dr. K lovingly. Got all kinds of great health information. Use it as you will, starting right now.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health, overviewing a lot of intelligent things that Ken has worked on this week, studying so he can translate the information to you and how it may affect you. Some of these things affect everybody. Some people are not affected by all of this. I think when it comes to cardiological impact, things like your blood pressure certainly is important for everybody to hear the latest. And apparently there is a concern about high blood pressure being treatment resistant in some folks. How do we know whether you benefit from certain treatments or not, Ken?
Sure. This is a publication this week in the medical journal Hypertension that defined treatment-resistant hypertension as people who fail 4 drugs that are prescribed for their high blood pressure. And it was noted that 1 in 10 cases of high blood pressure meet this standard of failing 4 drugs. And what they recommended in this study was trying what's called a mineral corticoid receptor antagonist. That's a mouthful. These are such examples as spironolactone is a common example. And it worked in 34% of people who were not getting effect by the other 4 drugs. I think the reason that they found these results is because we know of three common causes of treatment failure where people don't respond to the four drugs. Sometimes it said three drugs. This study used four drugs. People didn't respond. But the three common reasons are untreated sleep apnea, one. Number two is where the artery, the blood flow to the kidneys is blocked more than 70%. So there's not good blood flow to the kidneys. We call this renal artery stenosis. And then the third cause is when there's a hormone imbalance, and it's a mouthful, hyperaldosteronism. And that's where these mineralocorticoid receptor antagonists like spironolactone block this excess hormone coming from the kidney that tends to cause high blood pressure. So if you have high blood pressure, not responding to three or four drugs, talk to your doctors. Think about untreated sleep apnea, the kidney artery being severely blocked, that's the flow to the kidneys, or this hormone problem called hyperaldosteronism, which can be measured in a blood test for this hormone.
All right. This is something that does sometimes require a little more clarification. Ken boils it down as well as he can, but if you need more or you think that you're at risk for this sort of thing, you might want to connect and check with Ken through the telemedicine line, 352-735-1400. All right, let's talk about testosterone and some of the replacement therapies, because you are a cardiologist. Men having sexual relationships, I'm sure, enters into your discussions with patients. What's safe in order to have good sexual relationships? It would seem you need to have a good ticker. That's what that would be the simple way of looking at it. But tell me what is what's the latest here when it comes to what's safe for men who do have heart problems and can't do what they need to do.
This is a very important study just announced by the Cleveland Clinic, published in the New England Journal of Medicine. The FDA tasked the Cleveland Clinic to finally answer the question, is testosterone replacement safe for most men with heart problems who've also been diagnosed with low testosterone disorder? And the results of this very important study is that, in fact, testosterone replacement is safe for most men with heart problems who also have been diagnosed with a low testosterone disorder. So it appears that testosterone replacement does not raise these patients' risks of heart attack, stroke, or heart-related death. But this is in men, very importantly, who have both heart issues and so-called hypogonadism. That's where they're actually producing much less testosterone than they normally would. This study did not look at the safety of men who will naturally lose some of their testosterone level over time and will start maybe feeling some of the effects of this loss as they age. And this is exactly not what this study at the Cleveland Clinic said is safe. We have to have heart disease as well as a real significant decrease where the gonads are just not working.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I am looking at some information from you about the wearable technology that I have. I'm looking at it right now. My blood pressure is beats per minute, 69, right in that area. What's the normal is about 75 or so, isn't it? And do I remember that from what you've taught me?
For heart rate?
Yeah.
The right answer, I guess, on the test would be anywhere between 60 to 100. But most people at rest are in their 70s. But it really depends on the person. Some people who are athletic are at rest are normal in the 50s. So the right heart rate for a person is very individualized. So it's hard to give out normals because there's a wide range of normals.
All right. So then let's talk about wearing this watch, as I have done, not all the time, intermittently, so that I know that you're keeping up, or the machine's keeping up, the app is keeping up with what's going on with me. Is it something that creates more stress because we're always looking down to see maybe, oh, wow, or less stress? Which, how does it come down? You know, I would think that it would be good for some people because if it's constant, it gives you peace of mind. But if it shows something that you don't really understand, or some knowledge, or some information that may be foreign to you, that's a stress causer, I would think, yeah?
Well, let's give some background, because people, I think, don't really know what we're talking about right now. But back in 2020, I got very excited by some research that was being done at Mount Sinai Medical School in New York, showing that using these wearable devices, you could actually measure somebody's mental stress level. We're not born, unfortunately, with a monitor of what our mental stress level is. Some people are good at sensing your mental stress, and some people will swear they have no mental stress when they actually have quite a bit. The monitor we're born with doesn't work very well, or it doesn't even exist. And to be able to quantitate, actually put a number on your personal stress level, is now possible. It's been validated. It comes out of studies that were originated during early in COVID, where there was just a huge amount of anxiety, so it was much easier to measure these things. Wearing this wearable watch, looking at heart rate variability and heart rate acceleration, you get a number. I got so excited about this, we started providing this service as a preventive cardiologist, because we know from good studies that mental stress can cause heart disease just like smoking. So in the past, I have not had a good way to monitor mental stress. I do now, and we provide these watches that have been validated. They're FDA-approved medical devices, and they can give you a number from 1 to 100 what your mental stress level is at any moment, and that's what Doug is doing. And these wearable devices, this is part of a program that Medicare started a few years ago called Remote Patient Monitoring, RPM. Not only does it tell you a number for your mental stress level, but blood pressure, heart rate, your pulse, your oxygen saturation. It works as a stepper. It'll also assess your sleep. If you want, it actually works as a watch.
Yeah. My oxygen level is 98%.
Excellent.
Oftentimes it's like 94%, 96%, but I measured that, and I just keep measuring.
Doug was talking about an app. These things actually Bluetooth to your phone on a free app, and then this app goes to my phone on my app, and I can watch Doug, who's in Massachusetts, and here I am in Central Florida. In real time, I can watch him on my phone, how he's doing, and this is also monitored by a nurse at all times. So it's really amazing technology. It's not science fiction. The stress part validated by Mount Sinai Medical Center. They're continuing to do research in this area. We have found this. The reason why it's very helpful is because often we can keep people out of the emergency room when symptoms develop. We're not sure if they're critical or not. This data helps us there. And also, by monitoring yourself on a continuous basis, it's been shown by studies that it will keep you out of the hospital. And that's why the insurers, including Medicare, they're very excited about this, especially for the preventive cardiologist providing this information. This helps me with all of the risk factors, except smoking, but all of the others, blood pressure, cholesterol, weight, sleep, stress, blood sugar. The watch that we're going to be getting, a prototype watch very quickly, that will actually also, I haven't told you about this, Doug, but I was talking to the developer just yesterday, we'll be getting a prototype that will actually measure your blood sugar and will also send us an EKG, and we're going to be part of an FDA study getting this new add-on validated, and it's already been validated in smaller studies, and the FDA is looking for real-world validation, and we're going to be part of that study.
So it gives you your body temperature. Mine at the moment is 97.4. I got concerned at first because it's supposed to be 98.6, but mine is about a point less than that, and apparently that's fairly normal. But you know what your body temperature is by using this device. As Ken said, it's pretty much everywhere. So when you talk to Ken, you might be able to arrange using this depending on your own cardiological history.
Most insurers are covering this either entirely or minus a copay, because the insurers are saving a ton of money with this device. It works for everybody because it's keeping people out of the hospital.
Wouldn't you think that the insurance companies would more than this support preventative care instead of mammograms?
Are.
Well, I mean, talking about get women.
RPM is as preventive as it gets. That's why I love it. I mean, every single risk factor for heart disease, except for smoking, helps me reduce.
Mm-hmm. All right, speaking of smoking, legalized marijuana has been linked to an increase in binge drinking. This is interesting. One would have thought it would be the other way around, I think.
One definitely would have thought it would be the other way around, but in the International Journal of Drug Policy reporting this week, it seems to increase. Legalizing marijuana in those states, there's been a significant increase in binge drinking. That's taking five or more drinks in one day. And, you know, there's theories for why it is. You know, the two things go hand in hand, but it's not intuitive.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people that would tell you they feel much better with a puff of marijuana at night before they go to bed, that sort of thing. So it may be that beauty is in the eyes of the beholder, or the other side of it is maybe people don't want to know what the real truth is because they like the alternative. That could be. Look at all the pot shops there are that are legal in 27 or 28 states around the country, the cars that are there every day, all day long. That's an indicator of something. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day Health. Stephen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800-793-9039.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers.
customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Actually, this is Good Day Health Time with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is here to answer some important questions. I would remind you that Ken, as a preventative cardiologist, has lots of exciting things to share with his patients, and you can become one by calling Lake Cardiology at 352-735-1400 to check in with him, not only about what's going on in your heart, circulatory system, but just medicine in general. I was looking back at one of our podcasts or downloads discussing my sister's heart event and how she's doing. That's part of this download. And by the way, she seems to be fine. After the procedure a week later, they went to England, she and her husband. So it can't have been, you know, it wasn't the end of the world, thank heavens. Could have been, I suppose. If that stuff's not treated, it becomes a real problem, and she can become, as others, a statistic. Also, on this most recent podcast and download, we talk about the testing for LDL cholesterol and how to diagnose premature heart disease. There are a lot of these things that are on the market now. So anyway, all the Good Day Health Show podcasts are available free at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. So there is a statistic around that people are curious about, Ken, the number of pedestrian deaths. This is a health issue. It seems to be a common sense issue. People are running across superhighways or doing other stupid stuff, and it's taking its toll because of the high numbers, right?
Well, yes. Is it my imagination? Are you noticing it that people are just too many people are driving recklessly, more recklessly than they have in the past.
I think there's too many people, period. You don't have to go any further than that. We have too many people in this country and in this world, and we can't control them. And there are a lot of selfish people who drive really erratically, and they cause all kinds of problems. They're not paying attention to their driving because they're on their damn device. So somebody walks out in the street, not that that's very smart either, because they're usually on the device, and they get bumped off. It's a double whammy.
Yes, and the reasons you mentioned, it seems like there's more aggressive driving, there's more speeding, there's more distraction by texting and all of what you're describing, there's more drug use out there. But the results of the Governor's Highway Safety Association out this week is that more than 7,500 people were killed last year after being struck by vehicles while walking along or across U.S. roadways, the most pedestrian deaths in more than four decades. Very sad.
Very, it's crazy. All right. Let's talk about anxiety disorders. On the Good Day Health program this week, we discussed the wearing of the watch, whether that increases stress or not. There are a lot of people that are anxious over any number of things. So how would we best be screened, or how should it be done? Who would be the person or persons that would do it, and who should be screened?
Well, this is reported in the Journal of the American Medical Association this week, Doug, that for the first time ever, the nation's top panel of preventive health experts has recommended that doctors routinely screen all adult patients under 65 for anxiety. The evidence now shows that anxiety screening can help those patients find peace of mind. And this is the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, which we have interacted with in the past, and they, whatever you think about it, they have huge impact on what the insurers approve or don't approve for all of us as healthcare users. So this is very important. And how do you do it? Just taking a good history is helpful, but you know, I like this information coming out of the Mount Sinai Medical School in New York, where you can do it with this wearable device that we're using in our practice. It's a great way to measure, in addition to screening for anxiety, and usually the screening that occurs is by history taking, doctors asking questions about it and getting it out there, because talk to patients. You know they want to talk about this. This is a big deal now. I've been in practice 35 years. I've never seen the anxiety higher.
Yeah, well, there's too much social media, too much criticism, too many people with too much time on their hands. I suppose there are all kinds of reasons for it, but at any rate, it is a fact, and that's why we're talking about it here. Questions for Dr. Ken on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Ken Kronhaus at 59 past the hour.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.